This week, prosecutors in New Mexico officially filed charges against actor Alec Baldwin for his role in the death of cinematographer Hanya Hutchins. Hutchins died in October of 2021 on the set of the movie Rust. A gun that Baldwin was holding during rehearsal went off with a live round inside. Soon after the shooting, Baldwin spoke with George Stephanopoulos of ABC News. He said he wanted to set the record straight about what happened on set.
I felt there were a number of misconceptions, most of it from sources I really wouldn't concern myself about, but a couple that I did concern myself about, where there were these authoritative statements about this is what happened. The Sheriff's Department hasn't even released a report to the DA yet. The reason I wanted to sit down with you is because I really feel like I can't wait.
But lawyers say it was a mistake for Baldwin to talk so publicly about the case, and they might be right, because in their official filing, prosecutors said they noticed inconsistencies in Baldwin's interviews with the media and police. For more, let's bring in Renato Mariotti. He's a legal analyst and a former federal prosecutor. Welcome to the show, Renato.
Glad to be here.
So prosecutors now have officially filed involuntary manslaughter charges against Baldwin and another crew member. What do you make of that decision?
I think it's an aggressive decision by prosecutors. Definitely questionable, but it is belied by or underlied by some case law in New Mexico that makes it favorable for prosecutors. They have a fairly low burden of proof as to a certain type of involuntary manslaughter charge, which is going to, I think, put pressure on Mr. Baldwin and I think, give him a difficult decision to make regarding whether or not he should try to cut a deal with prosecutors.
Let's listen to another clip of Baldwin's interview with George Stephanopoulos, where he's trying to clarify whether Baldwin pulled the trigger of that gun after pointing it at Hutchins.
It wasn't in the script for the trigger to be pulled.
Well, the trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger.
So you never pulled the trigger?
No. I would never point a gun at anyone and pull a trigger at them, never.
So in their official filing, prosecutors said that Baldwin's statement there contradicted evidence that shows the trigger was in fact pulled. Do you think it was a mistake for Baldwin to talk so openly like that about this case?
Oh, no question. It's a mistake. And in fact, I expect his statement to be used at trial. I expect that audio we just heard to be played for the jury. And one of the features of the rules of evidence in the United States is that if Mr. Baldwin wanted to introduce his own statements, his interview to Mr. Stephanopoulos, he would not be able to do so because that would be hearsay. But if prosecutors want to use it against him, they can, because it would be an admission by their opponent in the lawsuit. And so they really can pick and choose what they think are the greatest hits of his interviews, which is why speaking to the media when you're under criminal investigation is all downside and no upside.
You know, do you think that as a celebrity, Baldwin felt that he had the power to sway public opinion with that interview, thinking that in some way it might help him?
Well, I think whenever somebody is in this situation, when they're under criminal investigation, there are different interests that come into play. And it's not always the case that their legal interests are paramount for them. I've had plenty of clients since I've been in private practice who make a decision that even though I'm giving them, you know, what I think is the best legal advice, they ultimately have other considerations. And I think here, Baldwin cared more about his reputation than he did about positioning himself better in the legal case. Of course, now he's going to pay the price for that.
I think it will surprise some to hear that despite these charges, Alec Baldwin and the crew are going to continue making this film. What do you think about that? Could it send a message that he's somehow not taking these charges as seriously as he could? Does it affect his case?
I think it would affect him at sentencing. I think the judge would consider that. I imagine prosecutors are going to point to that. But it certainly suggests that he is compartmentalizing this, and he's I think he believes that he's going to be able to move on with his life, and I guess we'll have to see whether or not that's the case.
What kind of message do these charges send to Hollywood, actors, producers, prop managers?
Well, I think it's a very serious message, because if there is a fine, for example, if there are lawsuits, you know, that could be the cost of doing business for someone in Hollywood. But prison time is a different thing. In my experience, if there's an opportunity or potential that prison time can result from a less prudent decision, companies and individuals take that very seriously.
That is defense attorney and former federal prosecutor Renato Mariotti. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.